We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Treifos, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Ches, Vezeh Bechinas Yeridas Yosef LeMitzrayim. And this is the whole concept of Yosef HaTzadik going down to Egypt. Shemacharuhu HaShvotim, the Shvotim sold him into Al Shoyomavius, the Bosom Royal Aviim, Shehu Chet Lashon Hara. He was the one who said all kinds of bad things about them to their father. Shehu chet lashon hara, which was the chet of lashon hara. Shaydeze noiflem lebehemius lekoyach medame. We learned earlier that through lashon hara, a person falls into medame, koyach medame. Shehu bechinas paroi u'mitzrayim. We said before, paroi is medame, mitzrayim. And that's why the pasuk says there that his brothers went ahead and slaughtered some goats, because goat's blood looks very similar to human blood, and they put it on his shirt to show his father, to have Yaakov Avinu think that Yaakov Avinu, that Yosef HaTzadik was killed. The Medrash Rabbah goes on to show how every single thing that he said to his father about his brothers, he got punished for each one of those items, item for item, mida keneged mida. Ki afilu b'shas ha-kalkolo shochatu sirizim. Because even at a time like this, they slaughtered goats. Ki hu diber aleihem shemezalzlam b'nei ha-shvochos. He said about them that they're not treating their brothers who were born to the maidservants properly. V'chashudin al Avram and Achai. And also that they're suspect of even eating Avram and Achai, eating from an animal before it was slaughtered kosher. V'chashudin al Arayas. And they're even suspect of Chashom committing sins with women. V'chulom heim bechina achas. All three of these things are very much connected to each other. Because if a person insults other people, you know, the fact that he said that his brothers are not treating the Bnei HaShvochos properly, it means they're saying bad things about them, right? That they're Bnei HaShvochos. That's Lashon Hara. A person who speaks Lashon Hara is insulting the other person. And that's connected very much. We said that Lashon Hara is connected to eating treif, eating treifus, you know, eating not something not slaughtered properly. Both of them are tied into this pigam hamedame. V'zehu shechashudin al ha'aroyos, and that's why also he said they're suspect of haynu pegam abris, shubgam azikoroin. V'heim sonu oisei al zeh, and they hated him for this. Ki omru shem nikim bas mikol zeh, because they said that he was wrong, that they were really pure, they hadn't done all the things that he thought they did. V'adarabah, who might see dibalim, but rather he's the criminal, he's the one speaking lashon hara. Shemachmazel royalist noise, and therefore he's worthy of being hated. Ki poigem bi'avo digdushai de zekanal. Because when a person speaks lashon hara, he's being poigem in the avo digdusha, as we mentioned in the beginning of this halacha. Bebchinas ki ato hadas moasto ve'em oschom michahin li. You rejected das, you attached yourself to foolishness, to medame, and you can't be a kohen. I despised you from being a kohen. We had learned earlier that kohen represents chesed, ahava. That the ahava, when a person is poigem in this medame, then what happens is his ahavos get all messed up. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, v'yosifu oid snoyosoy al chaloymoysov v'al dvorov. And they continue to hate him, to dislike him, because of his dreams and because of his words. Pirush Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, what words? Shehoya moitzi dibalem, that he spoke lashon hara about them. He would tell daddy all the things that they did wrong. Shaydeze royalist noisem, because of that he was worthy of being disliked. Vizehu al chaloy moisov al dvorov, and that's why the pasuk says his dreams and his lashon hara. Ki hacholeim hu bechinas medame. Because when a person dreams, he's in Wawa land. He's in dreamland. That's Madama. That's fantasy. That's unclear. You know, where false looks true and true could look false. Vehem omru, shal yidei shu moitzi diba, ayidei zeh nofal hamadama. What they were saying, that because he speaks Lashon Hara, so he's the one who's in Madama. Vayidei zeh chaloy moisav shebo mehamadama eina memes. And therefore his dreams come from Madama. His dreams are not true dreams. V'roy listening alem, and therefore we can dislike him because of that. He's presenting his dreams as if they're proof that he's so great and everything. V'alkein mecharuhu l'mitzrayim, and that's why they sold him into slavery to Egypt. Sheshomuhu memsheles paroi. Shehu b'chinas ha-Madama. That's where paroi ruled. Paroi is Madama. V'afilu b'shas ha-kalkolo shochatu sirizim. And even at a time like this, they went ahead and slaughtered goats, lohoyrois shehem nikiyim me'ever menachai, to show that we're pure from ever. We do slaughter animal. We don't eat without slaughtering. He says we don't shecht. Watch, we'll show we do shecht. Ki etzlom hamedame mevoyer umesukon. They were defending themselves. They were saying that our medame is yes beseder. We do the tikkun of shchita. Shezeh b'china shchita. V'yosef al yidei goydel tzidkosoi she'omad b'nisoyon v'shomer esabris. Yosef atzadik, through his great righteousness, that he stood up to the test, all tests, especially the test with Potiphar's wife, and he was shomer esabris. The main perfection of the animalistic desires in a person is by breaking this taiva, this taiva for women. This is the main taiva habehemius inside a person. By his breaking this taiva, that's what enabled him to be mevarer even in Egypt, the medame, b'mkoim toikev shlitoso, in the place where the medame is strongest, shehi erva saoretz. Mitzrayim was called erva saoretz, erva, super pegama bris. V'alkein zocho liftor chaloimois, and that's what gave him the power to interpret dreams, that he was able to sort out the truth from the falsehood inside in dreams. Shezeu b'chinas birur hamedame. That's the whole concept of birur hamedame, being able to sort out the good from the bad, to clarify things. Ki hachaloim al yidei hamedame, because dreams come from medame. U'machmas irvur hamedame al yidei ze ein yoidin apisron amiti. And because our medame is messed up, because if a person hasn't perfected his medame, that's why he can't interpret, as he can't clarify the dream. He doesn't know what's right, what's, you know, what does it mean? Aval Yosef shezocho letakein hamedame levaroi, whereas Yosef atzadik, who was zeichet to be mesakein his medame and to purify it completely, to sort it out perfectly, aydeze yoda pitroin kol achaloimois. That's what enabled him to be able to interpret all the dreams correctly. The dreams of the Sorei Paroi and Paroi's own dream. V'alkein hoyo Yosef muchrach liois etzel shloisha Sorei Paroi. And based on what we've been learning, we can understand why Yosef HaTzadik had to be involved with and actually work for the three officers of Paroi. Shehem Sar HaTabochim, Potiphar, who was the Sar HaTabochim, V'Sar HaMashkim, V'Sar Hoifim, Ki Gam Lohem Hoyo Meshores Mitchila. Because those two, the baker and the one who took care of the drinks, Yosef HaTzadik was serving them in the beginning also. Kemo Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, that when Yosef HaTzadik was in prison, Vayeshores Oysam, he served them. Because Yosef HaTzadik was required to be machnia these shloisha sorei paroi. She'al yodom his gabrus hamedame kanal. They are the ones who strengthen the koyach hamedame. V'hu zocho l'achniam b'mokon toikef memshalton. And Yosef HaTzadik was successful in subduing them on their own turf, in their own territory, in Potiphar's house, and imprisoned by the Saroif and Saramashkim. V'yidei shetolo b'bosor v'adam. However, the Torah tells us that at one point Yosef HaTzadik made what seemed to be a mistake, and he depended on a person. He put his hope, he put his trust in a human being, when he asked one of them that, please, when you get out of this place, please remember me to Paroi. And through that, nedvasef loy shtei shonim, he got his sentence, his prison sentence, was upped an additional 2 years. 2 years of prison because of something he said. I want to pause here for a moment to share a little personal item. I had the privilege of spending a lot of quality time with Reb Michal, Zichron Avrocha. Those that know him know that he spent one of the most difficult periods in his life was the 6 years and 7 months that he spent in Siberia, in prison. So that he knew what a minute and an hour and a day and a week and a month and a year were in prison. He knew very well. And he brought up this Gemara many times. It came up many times in conversation, and he would chuckle, in a sense, when he would say, look what happened to Yosef HaTzadik. One sentence, and 2 years. They added 2 years to his sentence. 2 years! And then Reb Michal, one of the stories he would tell was about a very, very highly educated person in Ukraine. I believe it was a non-Jew, who was in Siberia during the time that Reb Michal was there. Reb Michal met him, and this guy would walk around talking to himself, and he would be repeating again and again that for 2 words, 10 years. For 2 words, 10 years. And Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha told me the story that at one point in time, there was a dignitary that was supposed to be coming to the city where this guy lived, a Russian dignitary. And they put up posters all over the city announcing that this great person is coming to visit, you know, hoo la la, you know. And they wrote some kind of a sentence there in Russian about this person. And the way the sentence was structured, if you add, like, to one of the words, like if you add 2 letters, I think it is, it's a joke. It puts a spin on the word, like to make it, you know, sarcastic, you know, funny. So this guy couldn't help himself, like, and he went ahead on one of the posters. He wrote, he added those 2 letters or 2 words, something like that, you know, that made a joke of this guy that was coming, this great, great dignitary. Sure enough, the KGB found out about it, and they interrogated 1,000, 3,000 people. You know, they have time, money, manpower, no problem. They can work on this for 10 years to find out by process of elimination who wrote that. And sure enough, they found him. They caught him, and they sent him to Siberia. I think it was for 10 years. Try to imagine what happens to a person's life, a human being, you know, who's got a family and who's a respected, highly respected, educated, who's sent to the moon, to past the moon, to Mars. Siberia is Mars, you know. 10 years because of 2 words or 2 letters that he wrote, you know. Lahavdil, lahavdil. The Torah tells us, Yosef HaTzadik. Try to imagine what 2 seconds of Yosef HaTzadik's life was like in Avodas Hashem, what he did in 2 minutes. And the Torah tells us that because he asked the Sarah Mashkim, please, if you don't mind, when you get out of this joint, if you could please remember me, that for that sentence, Hashem added 2 years to his prison. Well, try to fathom what that means. 2 years in Egyptian prison, Yosef HaTzadik. Obviously, there's more to it. Obviously, who knows what tikkunim and everything he did there, but on a certain level, this is something for us to hear. Some of us who think we're suffering in life, or we have difficult situations, or, you know, why did this happen to me? What did I, you know, to hear what people have gone through, what Yosef HaTzadik and Lahavdil, being Kodesh L'chol, this person in Russia, what it meant to make a little mistake, that sometimes a little mistake has very big effects. Getting back to the Likut HaLuchos, Vezehu v'loy zohar sar hamashkim es Yosef v'yishkochehu. Rav Nosson Zal says, now look what it says there. That as a result of this, what happened? The sar hamashkim did not remember Yosef HaTzadik. He forgot him. That's the whole theme of the Torah and Likutei Moran that we're learning here. Remember that Rabbeinu Zal begins there with the topic of Zikoro in Digdusha, that the main thing is Zikoro in Digdusha, and not to fall into Shikha, to forget your Tachlis and everything. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that there's something called Medame, the Koyach HaMedame, which tries to harm the Zikoro in Digdusha. So here in this story, we were explaining that these three Sarim, the Saramashkim, the Sarof, they symbolize the Koyach HaMedame. And because Yosef HaTzadik seemed to make like a mistake with them, what happened? No Zikorin, there's Shikha. The Zikorin falls down, and it's replaced with Shikha. Rav Nosson says, V'loi Zohar Daiko. Look what the Torah says, exactly like Rabbeinu Zal and Likutei Moran. Ki heim bechinas Shikha. Because these forces of the Sitrachra, the Saratabochim, Saramashkim, they represent Shikha. Shebo me hamedame. Shikha comes from medame. Shemizgaber al yidei shloish esorim. And these powers, Shikha medame, get stronger through these three sorim. Ki Yosef yeshloi koyach levararam. Because Yosef HaTzadik has the power to fix them, to correct them, to do what needs to be done. Liftor chalamoisim, to interpret their dreams, to separate the good from the bad, the truth from the falsehood. Aval heim biatzmom rechoike mizikorein. But they, these sori paroi, they're far from zikorein, they're bechinas shikha. Ki heim bechinas hamedame, they represent medame. Bechinas shikha. And afterwards, when Yosef HaTzadik finished up those other 2 years in prison, Zoho Levarer Hakoil, we find that he had the ability to koach to fix everything, to make all the birurim. How do we find it? Look what it says right afterwards in the Chumash. Vayihi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. It was 2 years later. Uparoi chaloim. Suddenly Paroi had a dream, and everybody tries to interpret Paroi's dream. Nobody can make sense out of it. And suddenly the hero gets pulled out of jail, Yosef HaTzadik, and he comes and he makes the Birur HaMedame. He clarifies the confusion. He interprets Paroi's dream. Olaz uparoi chaloim, shehu HaMedame kanal. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that Paroi represents the Koyach HaMedame. And dreams are medame. Dreams are fantasy, imagination. Dreams have truth and falsehood in them. Ve'oz nisale Yosef. Then Yosef HaTzadik went up. As the Pasuk says, Vayiritzu min abor. They pulled him out of the dungeon. Vayov oyel paroi came to paroi. Uposar lo yesachaloy mois. And he interpreted all of his dreams. Vehichnia ubereres hamedame. He subdued the medame. He sorted out the good from bad in the medame. Ki ikar tikkun hamedame al yedei Yosef HaTzadik, because the main one who has the ability to make the tikkun of medame is Yosef HaTzadik. Bechinas veYosef Yoshis Yodoy aleinecha, as the pasuk says, Yosef HaTzadik will put his hands, he'll place his hands on your eyes, he'll give you clarity, he'll give you the ability to see. V'alkein kishebo echov etzloi, and that's why when Yosef HaTzadik's brothers came to him, when they ended up coming down to Egypt and everything, the Ne'emar, the Pasuk says, Vayizkor Yosef es hachaloimois. Yosef HaTzadik remembered the dreams that he had and what his brothers did to him when he told him about his dreams. Look what it says there. Look at that magic word, Vayizkor. He remembered the dreams. Now there's no Shikha. Now there's Vayizkor. There's Zikoro in Digdusha. Vayizkor Daiko. Ki hachaloimois shel Yosef HaTzadik shetikein es hamedame. Because Yosef HaTzadik's dreams, where he's the tzadik who's mesakin the medame, his dreams are bechinas zikoroin, not shikha, not like the Saramashkim.